Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the gospel lesson, the very short gospel lesson that we heard this morning, we learned what may be considered one of the most important messages given to us by Jesus Christ himself. Because in that gospel, Jesus reveals to us what our earthly mindset must be as Christians living in this world. It comes from the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is speaking about the kind of life those who seek the kingdom of God must lead. He says to those who are listening on that mountain that you are the light of the world. And he reminds them of the importance of keeping firm the commandments given to us by God. Because he says, for those who keep the commandments and does them, teaching others to do the same by their actions, he says, they shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. However, conversely, he says that for those who break even just one of God's commandments and leads others to do the same because of their actions, that person shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But in order to be obedient to God's commandments, we must first know what God's commandments are. And we must refer to those commandments regularly so that we don't ever forget them. This past Tuesday at our Camp St. Mary program, I shared this same gospel verse with the kids who were in attendance, and I challenged them as a group to see if they knew and if they could repeat those commandments to me. And I'm very pleased to report to you that for the most part, they did a very good job of being able to remember almost all of God's Ten Commandments, which were given to Moses up on Mount Sinai over 3,000 years ago. And they even remembered what Jesus said to the biblical lawyer who tested Jesus about which commandment was the greatest one, that you shall love your Lord God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So according to Jesus Christ himself, our earthly mindset as Christians must consist of knowing and modeling God's commandments to the world around us. However, this gospel also reveals something else about what the mindset of Christians must look like. At the beginning of the gospel, as I mentioned, Jesus says to all those who were up on the mountain with him, and really to all of us, because the word of God is eternal. It's not meant just for a select group. He says that you are the light of the world. And this is really such an important message because at another time, Jesus made the claim that he was the light of the world. And then revealing to the Jews who doubted that he was the Christ or the second person of the Trinity, the Messiah, God born into this world, God incarnate, Jesus said that I and my Father in heaven are one. So if Jesus is the light of the world, and if he calls us, his followers, the light of the world, then what that means is that our purpose and our calling as human beings living in this world is to be a continuation of Jesus' earthly ministry to the world all around us. Or in other words, our calling is to develop the mind of Christ within us, and to further reveal this mind of Christ to the best of our ability to all those we come in contact with each and every single day of our lives. And St. Paul reminds us of this in a couple different places in his epistle letters, saying in both the book of Philippians that, "Let this be your mind, which was also the mind of Jesus Christ." And in the book of 1 Corinthians, that we all have the mind of Christ because of our baptism, where we have been enlightened by the Holy Spirit. So the mindset of Christ is really the mindset of the church, which we are all members and partakers. And what does this mindset of Christ look like? Well, Scripture reveals that the attitude and the mindset of Christ consists of many things. Number one, it consists of revealing the glory of God to the entire world. That's what Christ did. And number two, it consists of working towards not condemning the world and those who live in it, but towards saving the world and those who live in it. Jesus said, "I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world." And number three, it consists of living with a sense of humility and a sense of obedience, just like Jesus did. And number four, it consists of having a heart that is compassionate towards others around them. And finally, number five, the mindset of Christ consists of being prayerful, because Scripture reveals that Jesus Christ himself withdrew to a private, quiet place and prayed to his Lord and to his God often. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel lesson this morning reminds us that our mindset as Christians in this life must be the same mindset of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. A mindset that understands and that reflects God's commandments to all those around us. So we need to understand and learn and keep dear to our heart those commandments. And if you want a refresher on those, you can go to the book of Exodus. I think it's in the 20th chapter. And you can read those for yourself. And it also is a mindset that reflects the attitudes that are both beneficial, edifying, and fruitful to all those around us. Because, as the gospel said this morning, for those who can do these things and who works to reveal them to others around us, they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before we conclude, before we proceed, I'd like to remind you of 1.